Both houses of the state legislature are making changes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's tax freeze plan in their budget proposals. Now, as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, small business groups are speaking out, saying the proposal favors some homeowners at their expense.
The state assembly's budget replaces Cuomo's plan to distribute widespread rebate checks to homeowners with an alternative that would benefit New Yorkers who can least afford to pay for their property taxes. The Senate is also making changes. Now, even the fiscally conservative small business lobby, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, has joined progressive groups, unions, and local government leaders and has come out against the plan. The group's Mike Durant says the proposal just shifts the tax burden from some homeowners to businesses who would not be receiving rebates under the proposal.
In many communities, it could be a net negative for the small business owner who maybe receives a little rebate on their or freeze on their home, but on their business, commercial property is valued so high, they're going to get an increased tax bill.
Under Cuomo's plan, local governments and school districts would be allowed to increase spending up to the current tax cap limit, 2% a year. The state would subsidize the difference and also return rebate checks to homeowners in October, just weeks before Election Day. Durant says small businesses and others won't be fooled by the timing of the checks.
Anytime you're sending checks out October in election year, I think New York has seen this time and time again. We get pretty smart to that game.
Durant says the best way to reduce costs for schools and local governments and reduce property taxes is to get rid of mandates governing health care, pensions, and limits on construction contracts. Brian Sampson with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate agrees that mandate relief, which often involves union givebacks, is the only way to cut property taxes for the long run.
We understand that so much of their budget, you know, somewhere between 65% and 75% of a local government's budget is mandated labor costs. Give as many shared services and consolidations as you want, eventually none of it's going to matter because the core cost drivers are still there in perpetuity.
A spokesman for the governor counters the business group's complaints. Spokesman Rich Azzapardi says Cuomo has a number of items in his budget aimed at helping businesses, including a cut in corporate tax rates and elimination of upstate manufacturing taxes, as well as recent reductions in the personal income tax for businesses making under $1 million a year. And Azzapardi says Cuomo has already created a new pension tier for retired workers with reduced benefits and has taken over the cost for the growth of Medicaid. Governor Cuomo is continuing to run television ads paid for by his campaign funds to promote the tax freeze.
One of my top legislative priorities for this session is to cut property taxes.
Cuomo aides have pointed out that 3/4 of New Yorkers in a recent poll say they want their taxes frozen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.